Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner with update number 197 for the week of January 24th, 2011. This week, Finishing.com would like to welcome Coventya, Inc. as a new supporting advertiser in the Chemicals and Consumables Directory. With U.S. locations in Ohio and New York, Coventya produces specialty chemicals and wastewater treatments for the electroplating and surface finishing industries. Their main clients are from the automotive, electronics, and oil field industries, and their product line includes anodizing, decorative, functional, protective, surface preparation, and water care. To learn more about Coventya, please visit their WorldLink listing in the Chemicals and Consumables Directory. Here's the calendar of events for February. On February 8th through the 10th, NASF Assets Defense Workshop on Sustainable Surface Engineering for Aerospace and Defense will take place in New Orleans, Louisiana. On February 10th, the Orange County branch of the NASF will have a dinner meeting in Orange, California. Also on February 10th, the Grand Rapids branch of the AESF will have a dinner meeting in Grand Rapids, Michigan. On February 17th, there will be a joint MAMF-AESF meeting at Fleming's in Edgewater, New Jersey. Guest speaker will be Steve Rudy of Hubbard Hall on electroplating. On February 22nd, the Metal Finishing Association of Southern California will hold their supplier showcase at Quiet Canyon in Montebello, California. On February 24th, the Metal Finishing Association of Northern California will hold their vendor showcase at Naperdac Hall in San Jose, California. On February 27th through March 3rd, the 2011 NASF Management Conference will take place in Phoenix, Arizona. And on February 28th through March 4th, the 38th Annual Waterborne Symposium will be held at the Astor Crown Plaza in New Orleans, Louisiana. And for more information on all of these upcoming events, please click on the calendar on our homepage. Well, that wraps up the podcast for this week. Until next time, thanks for joining us.